Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Herring and my handsome husband is taking a break this morning. You know, this is a fabulous Friday, but not just every fabulous Friday. It is a special Friday for us because we call it the Friday before Easter or Resurrection Day, and we call it Good Friday. Why do we call it Good Friday? Because we already know the end of the story. You know, after Resurrection Sunday, everything changed. And that is why the first Friday long ago would have hardly been called Good Friday. As we all know in this life, oftentimes our life is turned upside down before we experience the resurrection power we are longing for. That's when we have to purpose in our heart that today, I choose today to have a God kind of life. When my health was attacked a few weeks ago, I soon realized this was not just a mere skirmish, but it was going to be a battle. Then I would need God for sure to fight with me. Accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior is choosing the life God originally created for us to live. It's choosing the Zoe life, the super abundant life of God. In 1 John 5:12, it says, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." That's strong. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for G2222, which is Zoe, G2222, it means life, of the absolute fullness of life, both essential and aesthetic, which belongs to God, life, real and genuine, a life active and vigorous, devoted to God, blessed in the portion, even in this world, of those who put their trust in Christ. But after the resurrection, to be consummated by new ascensions among them, a perfect body, and to last forever. So that's from the beginning to the end. When we accept Jesus as the Lord of our lives, we receive and then need to be able to embrace daily the Zoe kind of life. It wasn't that my body was saying what my body was saying to me that counted. It was what I knew in my spirit that God promised for me, whether at that point in time, a few weeks ago, I was experiencing it or not. You know, this is our testimony before our fellow man, because many do not see or recognize that it's Friday, that this is Friday, but Sunday is coming. There are so many people who stumble in confusion and doubt and worry and lack and sorrow and fear and even death because no one ever told them that they could choose otherwise. Yet the promise in Deuteronomy 30 verse 19, New Living Translation says, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and cursings. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live." Wow, that is so strong and so heavy to me today. God tells us to choose life, to choose Jesus, to serve him, to believe his word, and to stand on his promises. He tells us to choose a life of blessing. The other choice is death, or life under a curse. God has set this choice before each one of us, but we have to choose. Frankly, that is a choice that we make every day. We choose to live the Zoe, the God kind of life. And I know the people listening to my voice do that every day. Jesus Christ has always already delivered all who choose him from the curse of the law because of the spirit of life in Christ sets us free. Galatians 3:13, Classic Amplified Bible says, "Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse or doom of the law and its condemnation, by himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scriptures, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree or is crucified.'" When we accept Jesus, we choose the life God desires for us to have. Unless we accept Jesus at his word and help others to do so also, we can feel we are being tossed around on the sea of life with no way out. Life can deliver some nice things as well as some very unpleasant things, but the packages are never really consistent. If you've accepted Jesus as Lord, which I know you have, when the package of death or sickness or loss arrives on your doorsteps, you can reject what the enemy is trying to convince you to accept. With Jesus, the option is ours, since greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, as it says in 1 John 4:4. With Jesus, we have the power to overcome. And that's why Romans 12:2 encourages us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When life delivers something to us that does not line up with the Word of God, we don't have to accept it. That's why it's so essential to guard our hearts daily with the Word. You can't be assured of what life holds today, but you can be assured of who will bring you out with a high hand. If it does not line up with God's thoughts, ideas, and commands, it is actually our responsibility to purposely cast it down, not receive it, so that it's not detrimental to our health or to our Christian growth. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The Classic Amplified Translation says, we lead every thought and purpose. We lead. Do you see that? Every thought and purpose away captive unto the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. So we determine our thoughts and whether we're going to be willing to receive on a moment-by-moment basis what the enemy's trying to throw at us or what we know God says is true. We must purpose to not only receive the right kind of thoughts, but we don't need to be afraid. We need to be vigilant on making sure that it's sticking in our lives. Once again, we choose to move in the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It's a choice that we make. Many people are looking for a way to change lack into abundance. The only way is to line up with the Word of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, it says in John 14:6. So he is the one who turns water into wine, who turns sickness into health, who turns fear into faith, and turns lack into abundance. When you can't see a way, then we have to ask God how to make the way. If there's something we don't have, he can make it. He is called El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. As we have Jesus in our hearts, we don't have to settle for the world system of what they say is important. We'll have to follow, however, the Word of God to get into God's system. When we worship God through our giving, then we may experience some attacks on our finances, but we can rest on the fact that we are knowing it'll be temporary, because we are working the outline that God has given us through the principles of finance in his word. When we give to God, we will always get back more than we gave. That's what it promises in Luke 6:38. Luke 6:38, Classic Amplified, give and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe, and used as a bag. Hallelujah. With the measure, this is the important part, that you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you. Money that you give may leave your hand, but as we like to say and remind you, it never leaves your life. Every seed you sow into kingdom business is deposited in a heavenly bank account and draws returns or harvests in your favor. In searching the scripture, I think we can all agree that it's much better to have treasure in heaven than to have all this stuff that has to be clean, protected, and insured. As the word says, what you treasure reveals where your heart really is. And we believe that when you give in faith, it comes back to you, because that's what the word says. It may not come back immediately, or sometimes even in money, but it comes back in blessings, because the blessing of the Lord is what makes us rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. And there are absolutes when Jesus taught the word. Jesus taught that you receive from God according to your level of faith. Jesus taught that we receive from God according to the seeds we sow. Jesus taught us that when we receive from God according to the righteousness life and the righteous life we live. Jesus taught us that we receive from God by helping the widows and the orphans. Jesus taught us that we receive from God by helping others meet their needs. Jesus taught us that we receive from God abundant and eternal life when we accept him as our Lord and Savior. Jesus taught that we receive from God healing and deliverance by our faith. Matthew 9:29, also Classic Amplified says, then he touched their eyes saying, according to your faith and trust and reliance on the power invested in me, be it done to you. Therefore, we need to believe God will provide for all our needs, whether we see it at the moment or not. Philippians 4:19, New Living Translation. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Let's look at that same scripture in the New Living Translation. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Thank you, Jesus. Every day we need to meditate and rest on the Word of God, because Jesus is the Word. He is the way. He is the life. Choose not only life, but choose a life worth living. That's what I love about Proverbs 3:2. Proverbs 3:2, Classic Amplified. For a length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward and continuing through old age till death, these shall they add to you. So today, Good Friday, we can choose to live a life worth living. We need to choose well, because if we obey the word, it'll work for us. If it feels like you're facing a big giant, think of it this way. God's going to help you find the David within you to defeat him. It may be Friday, but we know we have the victory through Jesus Christ, who paid the price for all of us. Hey, I can't tell you how glad I am to be back. My voice might still be a little bit weak, but you know what? I am strong in the power of his might. And we pray that our teachings mean something to you. And if they do, go to heraldhearing.com and sow a seed. Just ask God what he would have you do. You know that's all we ever ask. So, until tomorrow morning, and every morning at 8:30 a.m., happy trails, like my husband likes to say. And I like to say, keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you. We appreciate you so much and all of your support. Thank you. Have a fabulous, incredible, good Friday.